I want to share with you this morning in Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. If you notice in your bulletin, it says Mark 29 through 39, and you look at the sign, Donnie put two different parts on there. And the reason why is because in your Bible, most Bibles will have the end of chapter, then they'll have subtitles in the back. So this morning, I want to share two different subtitles. So it's Mark's Gospel, really starting at verse 29, right on up to 39. Here's God's Word in the New Living Translation of God's Holy and Precious Word. The subtitle on this one is, Jesus Heals Many People. And after Jesus and his disciples left the synagogue, they went over to Simon and Andrew's home. And James and John were with them. Simon's mother-in-law was sick and in bed with a high fever. They told Jesus about her right away, and he went to her bedside and took her by the hand and helped her to sit up. The fever broke suddenly, and she got up and prepared a meal for them. That evening, at sunset, many sick and demonic-possessed people were brought to Jesus, and a huge crowd of people from all over Capernaum gathered outside the door to watch. So Jesus healed a great number of sick people, who had many different kinds of diseases, and he ordered many demons to come out of their victims. But because they knew who he was, he refused to allow the demons to speak. The other subtitle over there is Jesus preaches in Galilee. The next morning, Jesus awoke long before daybreak and went out alone into the wilderness to pray. Later, Simon, who also is Simon Peter, and others went out to find him. They said, everyone's asking for you. But Jesus replied, we must go to other towns as well, and I will preach to them because that is why I came. So he traveled throughout the region of Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and expelling demons from many people. Jesus went out early in the morning by himself to pray. And there's a little commentary in my Bible about prayer that's related to Mark chapter 1, verse 35. And it says, inserted almost incidentally into a busy gospel narrative about teaching, healing, and travel, the one little small thing that sometimes gets left out and overlooked is prayer. Why would Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, and with only 3 years in ministry because he had just started, would go off alone for prayer? Jesus would invest such precious time. Why would he do that in some mysterious way? He needed time with the Father, just like all of us need time with the Father, to know his will and the assurances and the resources that he needs to travel throughout the area, preaching and teaching the gospel. So if Jesus needed to seek God in prayer, how much more do we need to seek God in prayer?